Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it is big news, so we should reiterate it. If you're just jumping in here in the 9 o'clock hour, Jimmy Ward arrested Texan safety early this morning. I'll read the first part of Jonathan Alexander's article once again, and then we'll move on to Nick Chubb for the time being. Houston Texan safety Jimmy Ward is facing a felony assault family violence charge in Montgomery County following an incident at his home in Magnolia early Thursday. According to information from the Montgomery County Jail, Ward was arrested on the scene around 5:30 a.m. We should probably emphasize this next sentence, since somebody had texted in and I read the text like, well, they open at 8 and they'll probably be out on bond by 10 and blah, blah, blah. He is held without bond right now. So I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a law expert to any degree. I read he's held without bond, and that seems to carry a little bit of weight, I guess. I don't want to make too much out of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I have zero.
I'm just telling you how I'm internalizing it. He's held without bond.
Somebody, one of our lawyers or legal people or somebody who works at the jail.
I'll text my son. He probably knows. So, yeah, I'll find out. But that's the news.
Your son, your poor Sammy, now that he's a lawyer. Listen, everybody. I know I'm about to say something, but
ain't that poor.
I feel bad for lawyers. and they're probably kind of like the. Any and every legal question, no matter how far outside their purview it is.
Oh yeah, no, he's in construction law, to be clear. Yeah.
And then he's like, then they have to either talk out of their butts or say, like, listen, honestly, I can't really give you a good answer on that.
Yeah.
My 3 years of law school didn't teach me every aspect about every county whorehouse, every county courthouse operates.
Or whorehouse.
Either one. I learned that elsewhere.
Yes. All right. So they tried to reach out to Jimmy's agent, Jonathan Alexander did. Unsuccessful, unclear if he has an attorney representing him right now. So we'll continue to keep an eye on the news regarding Jimmy Ward. We'll get to Nick Chubb here in a second. I was thinking about this, Seth, during the break. I'm like, we do not get reports like these very much with the Houston Texans. This is new territory. Not new territory, but unfamiliar territory, I'll call it, because I'm looking at NFLarrest.net, which is a database that keeps track of all of the arrests by team, by nature of the transgression, by conference, by everything. You can chop up and parse the information any way you want to. Since 2000, the Texans have the fewest number of arrests in the NFL among all 32 teams.
They've got the advantage of not having been in the league for the first couple of years, but they were for a long, long time, and it feels like it's remained that way.
Yeah.
They're usually among the lowest number of arrests in the NFL, and a lot of the guys that do get arrested, it's been not as notable. The names are the starters, and they end up either getting kind of shuffled out of the organization. Without knowing exactly what the allegations are or what the situation was, we don't have a clue at this point whether there's going to be something that you wonder, okay, is this the kind of thing that the Chiefs would turn a blind eye to, for instance? Or is it going to be something that nobody would turn a blind eye to? We have no clue.
We have no clue on it right now. Boy, this is the wormhole I'm going to get in today. This NFLarrest.net, this thing is incredible. My God.
It was for a while. It was one of those things we looked at. Now, I feel like Bob McNair was a little bit more active in maybe telling, this is just how it felt to me.
Yeah.
It feels like Cal is a little bit more hands off when it comes to, hey, Casario, Nick, this is your you're going to establish your standards, et cetera, et cetera. I have no idea. Like, he feels like Cal is a little bit more hands off in regards to that than perhaps Bob McNair was. Bob McNair wasn't a heavy handed owner. It's for a long time with the Texans, you'd look at it and there was a bunch of Boy Scouts that weren't that good at playing football. And a lot of Texans fans would look at it and say, like, listen, I'm willing to sacrifice an arrest here and there.
Yeah.
If you look at various NFL championship teams and you would look at guys on their roster who played a pivotal part and you think, oh, yep, that guy wouldn't be allowed on the Texans roster.
Yeah.
There was a time where it felt like they veered a little too close to just not wanting nothing but Eagle Scouts out there. Where I feel like this version of the Texans has maybe a little bit more latitude with stuff like that. And I'm saying this independent of whatever the Jimmy Ward situation
is.
We have no idea what Jimmy Ward was involved with or why he was arrested exactly or what happened.
Yeah, we don't. I'm just thinking, boy, if I'm playing it forward here, and if it is something that the arrest is valid and it's something that is, that is that the optics of it are terrible and the actuality of it is terrible too. I think about D'Amico, like that's his guy, man. Like he brought Jimmy Ward in, and for it to end like, if it were to end like that, these are all things I'm thinking ahead about as we learn more information. And I'm guessing we will learn more information about this. Someone says on the text page, no bond, perhaps a firearm was involved. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No need to see a judge before a bond is set. Okay. That's a few people saying that hasn't seen a judge yet. So you can't get a bond. All right. We're probably out over our skis a little bit once we start talking about bonds and judges and things like that, admittedly. But this is, again, this is the Texans. I'm looking. 17 arrests in the history of the franchise, Seth. 17 arrests since 2000. I mean, obviously, as you point out, they've got a two-year advantage. I mean, if someone got arrested in 2001, you know, while they're kind of getting the franchise set up and things like that, you know.
Well, especially in some of those other franchises. Like, remember the Cowboys had that three-year stretch where they were having, like, two defensive linemen arrested every year?
Oh, yeah.
Their defensive line sounded like their defensive line meeting room must have just been absolute mayhem.
The Greg Hardy era is what we call that.
Rookies are coming in feeling like fresh fish.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, the veterans are banging their tin cans against the bars.
Like Shawshank. I'm not supposed to be here. I was supposed to get drafted by the Redskins. I'm not supposed to be here.
Rookies walking around with their, you know, with their pants sagging all over them. Like,
yeah. And it's fat ass.
Veteran?
Fat ass. By a nose. Yeah.
My veteran D lineman treats me right. Yeah.
All right.
Gave me an extra Jello on my birthday.
That's right. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll keep an eye on the Jimmy Ward news, which is obviously no laughing matter. Joe Mixon is going to have a new teammate whose name is Nick Chubb. And Joe Mixon, for those wondering maybe how Joe Mixon feels about this, I don't know how necessarily he feels about Nick Chubb coming in as a teammate who may take some carries from him, but he is very fond of Nick Chubb, the person and football player. This is Joe Mixon last year on the Greenlight podcast, Chris Long's podcast, the week that Nick Chubb was set to return from his catastrophic knee injury from the season before.
Nick Chubb comes back this weekend. Is he just one of the most, right? Yes. Is he one of the most universally respected backs? Like if you just walked into every running back room in the NFL and asked him,
yeah,
is he that guy? I mean,
me and Chubb came out of high school together, 2014, man. So, I've been knowing Chubb since, you know, back in them high school days, and to obviously one know the type of player that he is. I mean, he's capable of a home run at any time. He's going to wear the defense out. And obviously I think he's very underappreciated as a running back, but, I think Cleveland, they're doing everything that they can to stick by him. A person like me can appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that him coming back, I think it's going to do a major, it's going to be a major difference in our offense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that's something that they've been missing, but Chubb is the heart of their team. And, you know, I'm just thankful that my man is back doing what he able, you know, what he always wanted to do. I mean, I just love that about him, and I'm definitely one of his biggest supporters and rooting for him.
And again, that's from back like in week 6 of last year, that audio. We should point that out. That's Joe Mixon talking about Nick Chubb. Seth, the cycle that Nick Chubb is on right now, sort of the career arc he's on, is nothing new when it comes to running backs. There's a lot of running backs we've seen have big seasons, get hit with injuries or maybe just normal wear and tear, and here at the end, they still want to play football, so they're signing for 1 year for very minimal money at places. That's normal. I'm racking my brain right now to think of a pairing in a backfield that's got more juice to it over the course of their careers recently. You know, putting the injuries aside, just like Nick Chubb.
If you just take the name.
Just the name and what they've accomplished. Like Nick Chubb at his peak was arguably the best running back in football. Joe Mixon, I don't think, was ever there, but he was certainly at that borderline Pro Bowl level, and he made the Pro Bowl last year as a Houston Texan. This is if they get the healthy version, again, healthy in their late 20s version of both of these guys, this has a chance to be a really, really exciting backfield this season.
It has a chance. I mean, I'm trying really hard to fight my emotions on it and remind myself that, man, you know, the NBA is the worst at this, where you get the big name. Oh, it's Carmelo Anthony.
Right.
You got to look at the contract. Carmelo Anthony, very similar kind. He had a $2 million contract.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of questions about just where he was in his career at that point.
Yeah.
And I think likewise with Nick Chubb, look at the contract. It's $2.5 million plus incentives that, you can't overstate how big a challenge it is for a 29-year-old running back to come back from a catastrophic knee injury like that. But if there is going to be a guy that can do it, Nick Chubb, in terms of his work ethic and everything else, is wired a lot like Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson, it was just, air quotes, just an ACL, but he came back incredibly fast. And we saw and heard about how hard Adrian Peterson was working out and how impressive he was in his workouts. And I think Nick Chubb is wired that same way. And then the double-edged blade here with his knee injury is that he had a similarly catastrophic knee injury in college that required multiple surgeries. It was multiple ligaments and or tendons that he tore in college. And he came back from it. He was a younger man then, but he came back and was brilliantly athletic. This is the same knee that he's injured again this time. So he's demonstrated that he can come back from an injury like that before. You just wonder, all right, but can he do it at the age of 29? And can he do it to the same? So for people saying, hey, he played last year, right? It's a 2-year recovery from an injury like that. And he averaged 3.3 yards per carry behind an admittedly really bad offensive line. But he clearly wasn't himself. Like if you watch his highlights from last year, he wasn't the same guy.
No.
So that's the big question. If he gets back to 90% of what he was, this will be an all-time coup in affordable free agency signing.
Are you kidding me?
If it doesn't work out, worst case scenario, it doesn't work out, and let's say they have to cut him or something, it's $2.5 million. It's pocket change to an NFL salary cap.
Yep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep. More on Nick Chubb. This is actually from Chubb himself. This is talking about when he felt like he was back to his old self.
Probably while I was at home during my off season training, I had all my numbers that I usually do in off season, so speed and weights and things like that. So,
and that might not sound like a lot, but listen, I've had 14 or 15 orthopedic surgeries in my career, and there is an element where sometimes you're cleared to play by the medical staff because structurally everything looks good. But you don't feel the same, and you might, if let's say you have surgery on your left leg, and our old strength coach Dan Riley was really good with injured guys, and that like he had him do a lot of single leg stuff in the weight room coming back, because Dan wanted to know when is his left leg as strong as his right leg, and a lot of times guys would be cleared medically, but you still didn't really feel good about them because their strength wasn't back.
Yeah.
So it's not the only factor. There's a lot of other factors, but for him to be back to his same old weights and everything that was his standard in the off season, it's probably better than he was last year, because he didn't, you know, he said that this was the year, this was the off season that he felt back to full strength and doing all of his old PRs or whatever they were. That's a really good sign, because some guys never get it back.
Nope.
Some guys injure their knee and their legs always, especially when it's multiple ligaments, there's a chance for like nerve damage and everything. So they just don't get that strength back. That's a good sign. That's a really good sign. The other good sign is the fact that before he hurt his foot last year, he had an unbroken string of play. And so he was playing every single week. I would hope that means that he didn't have, you know, if he had arthritis in the knee, there would be swelling. It might be harder to manage. So he might just not have been back to full strength last year. So, and that there was still a lot of upside in this being a 2-year recovery.
They were using him. I mean, Cleveland was using him at a volume level, maybe not like peak Chubb, but yeah. There were, if you go look at his game log for those 7 or 8 games that he was back for last year, he came back in week 7. I mean, it was 12 carries, 20 carries, 15 carries. And then there'd be like a 7 carry game. I mean, they were using him quite a bit. All right. I found the cut you and I were talking about earlier in the show, where Nick Chubb showed himself to be maybe the most humble skill position guy that I've ever seen behind a microphone. The question was actually about coming and playing for D'Amico Ryans, his first impression of D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young coach, a lot of energy, a lot of intensity. He's young, fresh, he wants to win. And, you know, I was questioning why they wanted me. And then I came here and I saw a bunch of guys who like to work and not talk, and I realized that I'm a perfect fit. So I realized why they wanted me here, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I was questioning why they wanted me.
7,000 career rushing yards. I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever heard a marquee NFL player say that about himself. No matter how most marquee NFL players could get in a catastrophic car accident, be in a body cast, and say, "What do you mean nobody wants me?
Why is the phone not ringing? What the hell?
What's wrong with these idiot GMs?
Jeez. Yeah."
I just like it. It jibes with everything you've heard out of Cleveland, which is, man, they love this guy up there. There was probably the most beloved player since Joe Thomas. And a guy that would have, as you pointed out, I think you pointed out yesterday that his career earnings so far are $33 million.
I might have been Jonathan Peterlin pointed it out. No, it's Jonathan Peterlin from 92.3 pointed that out when he was on.
Yeah, it's not like he's sitting on a bit, you know, yes,
a lot of money.
$33 million is a lot of money. Yeah. But a lot of guys, there's a lot of guys that are sitting on a pile of $200 million that would never play for $2.5 million.
That's
I don't
correct.
Care what, you know.
That's correct.
And, like, there is an element to him that just feels like he just wants to play football. And that's probably what really hurt Browns fans, is that, look, if I'm a Browns fan, I get it. You're going to move on. You drafted 2 running backs. But the guy would have played for $2.5 million.
Dude.
Come on. We got so many chumps that I hate on this roster, and he would have played for $2.5 million. What are you doing?
There was a video I saw yesterday that I think the Browns put up. The Browns must have put it together. It was from the exit interviews, it looked like, after the Browns season was over, or maybe something with maybe Chubb had gone in, because I think the video is from like February of last year, so maybe it was after the Super Bowl was over, and he's leaving the Browns facility for what he feels like is the last time. And he's getting super emotional while he's driving about it. He's like, yeah, man, like this is where I grew up. I became a man here and all that other stuff. He seems like a really thoughtful guy. Nick Caserio, actually, when we talked to him earlier, we had Nick on earlier today. If you want the full interview, it'll be on our podcast or on the Odyssey app, Rewind, whatever you want to do. He brought this up when we asked him about Nick Chubb. We didn't ask him about this quote, but he said, yeah, I mean, he said yesterday that he likes to come to a team with a bunch of guys who want to work and don't talk. You know, that stood out, obviously, to the Texans, the type of guy that he is. So
yeah, the other one, I thought it was interesting that – oh, we got to go, don't we?
Yeah, yeah,
apologize.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to – what was it? We can get to one more on the other side.
It was the one
tease
about –
tease it, Seth.
Okay, there was – he gave a little bit of a hint to perhaps the way Kaylee is operating his offense,
okay,
which
good.
I thought was interesting.
Okay, I do want to hear you talk about that, so we'll do that. We'll circle back to the topic that we were going to hit, too, when we got the news of Jimmy Ward getting arrested. If you missed it, Jimmy Ward arrested up in Montgomery County this morning on a family violence assault charge. We'll continue to keep an eye on the news wire for that. So we'll hit the topic Seth had. We'll do all that coming up next here in the 9 o'clock hour.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.